when you talk about crazy things that happened to you, we went into Peleliu, and Peleliu never should have happened. MacArthur demanded that the 1st Marine Division hit Peleliu when he went in the Philippines, because he figured that whatever was on Peleliu would impede his progress on going into the Philippines.
There was no love lost between absolutely
none. And to this day, I detest that bastard and his memories. It's an awful thing for a Marine captain to say about a general in the Army, but I have written so many letters to mothers and fathers where their son didn't come home because of that guy. And it's just... But anyway, knowing we had to go in, we had a given task to do on Peleliu. So I told my company, I said, when we reach our objective and secure it, I have a bottle of brandy in my pack. I said, we'll open that and we'll all have a drink. Well, that just went over like Merry Christmas. So we went in, but we hit the beach, and I don't know how familiar you are with Peleliu, but it was
I've heard a mess. Of it. I mean, yeah.
I don't ever have to worry about going to hell because we've been there.
So you were in the assault wave when Peleliu?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my yes. God.
Anyway, we got on shore, and... That's all we did. We just got on the beach.
Is that where they were like, it was black?
No, that's Iwo Jima.
Iwo Jima, okay.
But what they did have, they had us all laid out in grid work. And here we were coming through that, and all they had to do was call like A7 or B6 or whatever, and they had an automatic target. Well, we got ashore, and I heard this incoming. When you've heard enough of them, you know the sound is like that. And I hollered, down. Well, everybody went down, and I went down. Had my face right in the sand. Well, I heard the explosion, but I didn't feel a thing. And the next thing I knew, I heard the top sergeant holler, geez, the lieutenant's been hit. Well, somebody else hollered, the hell the lieutenant get that damn bottle in my pack, a bottle of brandy. Oh, yes. Well, that's all I remember. They got me out of board the hospital ship. I had shrapnel on my head, shrapnel on my back, shrapnel on my arm here. That's still there. But anyway, to make a long story short, they patched me up. I went back in the next morning. And I said, who the hell is the guy that says, get that bottle? Well, they all started to laugh. Nobody would admit it. Finally, top him over. He said, sorry, Lieutenant, but he says, I can't lie. He says, I was, get that bottle. But he says, you know, your whole goddamn pack was gone. There was no bottle, there was no pack, no nothing. And it was. It just stripped my pack right off. I was that close to it. So anyway, that's a bit of humor that... And I've often said, Aaron, if you can remember the humor and forget all the rest of it, it really wasn't such a bad war.
Well, you can't forget the rest of it, but the humor is...
Well, if you kind of push it down and let the humor rise to the top, it isn't. You never forget things. Kurt was giving me a hard time. He wanted me to recount some of the dull the black that I can remember. And I said, well, Kurt, what the hell do you want me to tell you? You want me to tell you about watching 10-wheelers heading for the beach with loaded with bodies, all askew and rigor mortis and everything, the way they drop? I said, is that what you want me to tell you? Well, he says, it would make a mark on those of us that don't know about it. I said, no, you don't want to. It's He thinks he does, but nobody wants to hear that, Aaron. That's why I say, if you can remember the humor, now push this other.